The legislature has just 2 days left to meet the 90-day session limit voters have demanded. They have left a lot of the high-profile issues for the last minute and are still working on finding some consensus on others. This morning, the House Finance Committee released its version of the capital projects budget that drew attention because of its size when the Senate first released it. This morning's version spends even more money. For a preview of the days ahead, let's go to APRN's Dave Donaldson at the Capitol. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Let's start with the capital budget that appeared in the House today. How much larger is it?
It adds about $170 million to what the Senate has already approved. The big one is a $57 million for the railroad to extend its line to Point McKenzie in the Mat-Su. You know, to put this into perspective, yeah, it's a big budget, and most people are using the governor's numbers of near $3 billion for spending. That includes $1 billion in federal money, and some $400 million of it will also be given to voters and ask them to approve it. So it takes it down to about $1.5 billion. It's still large, but it's not quite as large as it sounds, to make it sound quite as bad as it has before.
Well, Dave, how about some of the other major bills? What's taking so long?
Well, there are some serious arguments about the details on a few of them. This oil and gas separation tax bill, a lot of people just haven't decided if the risk is likely or if passing it will put the success of the North Slope gas line at risk. How necessary is it? Or is it we're heading for disaster if we don't do it? I mean, it's some shocking and conflicting numbers, depending on where you look at it. Both sides really are torn up over the question right now, and it's all in the House.
There's a couple of other high-priority bills, one that sets up a formula and a way to finance school construction. That's become a major issue, particularly for rural Alaska.
It's a primary concern for rural issues. It is in an awkward place, however. I think they've been pushing it hard. They've been playing it right. And it's done very well. But it's unfortunately stuck in a line with a lot of these super bills that are very complicated, very divisive. That particular bill is in the House Finance Committee, just one step away from a floor vote. There are 109 other bills in that one committee. And that is what it's up against right now because it's this time of the season.
There's been some legislation put forward by Senator Donnie Olson and Representative Reggie Jewell, both Bush Caucus, Northwest Alaska Coastal lawmakers, a legislative effort to sort of roll back some of the changes that were made to coastal zone management during the Murkowski administration. Has that gone anywhere?
It has gotten as far as in the Senate, in the Rules Committee. Still don't know if it's going to go anywhere. There's still got one more day there that it perhaps could be successful if it comes up tomorrow. But again, it's also in one of these same conditions where it's just a matter of so many other things. Will it get the rest of the way across, through both House and Senate?
Sounds like it's going to be a very long weekend, Mr. Donaldson.
I think so.
Well, thanks for that update, Dave.
You're welcome.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.